Hi there, you are listening to Adept English, and this is a Listen and Learn podcast. My name is Hilary, and I created this Listen and Learn method to help you speak English fluently. It's much more enjoyable if you learn English in the way that your brain naturally wants to learn. I live in the United Kingdom. I'm a native English speaker, and I love helping the 100,000 students who listen to us every month. Every week, we give you two English lessons in the form of podcasts. So listen to Adept English. You'll be on your way to speaking fluent English in no time. Hi there, and welcome to Adept English. If you want to learn to speak English fluently, Adept English is for you. If you've been trying for years and you've had lots of English lessons, done lots of English courses, and yet you're still not fluent in English, if this is you, then we are here to help. Our listen and learn method is what you need. If you like my teaching, then why not invest in one of our courses? Our Course 1 Activate Your Listening is full of lessons and goes further than the podcasts, in that you get to practice listening to other people's voices as well as mine. Course 1 Activate Your Listening is available to buy on our website right away. You can start today if you want to. Today I'm going to talk about a verb in English that's overused. When I was at school and we were taught English, I remember being told, "Don't use this verb in your writing," and minimise its use when you speak if you want to sound intelligent. And that verb is to get. Now, if you have enough knowledge of English to be able to understand this podcast, then you'll perhaps already be aware of the many uses of the verb to get. If you use get all the time, it sounds rather unimaginative. Not very exciting use of English language. Unimaginative? Well, if you're the opposite, if you're imaginative, that's an adjective, imaginative, and it means that you have a good imagination, you're a creative thinker, you hold people's attention with your ideas. So if something or someone is unimaginative, then it isn't creative. It doesn't hold your attention and it risks being boring. So overusing the verb to get is bad style in written English. In spoken English, you can use it more, but you'll sound much better if you don't overuse get, as I'm about to show you. To get is used a lot also as a phrasal verb, which we've covered previously in other podcasts. So here's a passage in English which uses the verb to get all the way through. When you listen to this, see if you can understand the meaning of all these different uses of the verb to get. Then, when you've done that, why not listen again? And as you listen, try to think of more interesting alternatives. What else could you use in the place of each get? Each time get appears on its own in this passage, it's not that it's incorrect, it's just the repetition. It doesn't sound good. So think of what verbs you'd use instead. So here's the passage with lots of uses of get. I get wakened by the birds singing in the trees outside my window. I get up, get a shower, get dressed. And I can get quite annoyed with the radio if the news is on loud. I get my breakfast, usually cornflakes or toast. I prefer to get a coffee on my way to work. I usually get the bus, but sometimes there's not enough room to get on, so I sometimes get to work late. When I get to work, my boss is usually already there. I like to get straight down to my work. My boss is good fun, but she works hard, and I get on well with her. If you want to get on in my company, you must work hard. I got a large bonus last year, and there's the promise that I'll get promoted soon too. Sometimes if we have to work late, the boss gets takeaway for us, and sometimes she takes us out to dinner, and she'll always get the bill. When I get home at night, I'm usually really tired. I get sleepy watching TV, so I tend to get to bed at a reasonable time, ready for the next day. So let's look at which uses of get have alternatives here. What else could you use? So the first sentence, I get wakened by the birds singing. Here, instead, you could say, I am wakened by the birds singing. Or I wake up because the birds are singing. Or the birds wake me with their singing. The next one, I get up. This one is hard to replace. I get up. That's just what we say. In place of I get a shower, you could say I have a shower or simply I shower. And then I get dressed. That's another one that's hard to replace in spoken English. It's hard to think of another way to say that. I put on my clothes perhaps will be okay. Then I can get quite annoyed with the radio. This kind of get, where it's used with an adjective, it means I become annoyed. I start to be annoyed. But in conversation, you would say get here. I get annoyed or I get frustrated. Next comes I get breakfast. We might say I eat my breakfast or I have my breakfast. But to get a coffee on the way to work, again, it's hard to think of saying that a different way. Get there means I go and buy a coffee and I drink it. It's all in the word get. I get the bus. It works with any public transport. I get the bus, I get the train, I get the tram. You could say I catch the bus or I catch the train. It sounds as though you're catching a fish, but that is what we use. Sometimes there's not enough room to get on. So to get on in this context is a phrasal verb meaning to board the bus, to get onto the bus, to climb into the bus. So sometimes I get to work late. You could say, so sometimes I arrive at work late. And another phrasal verb, I like to get straight down to work. So to get straight down to something means that you don't delay, you don't mess about. You're working right away. It continues, my boss is good fun, but she works hard and I get on well with her. So to get on with someone or to get on well with someone, we use that a lot and it's hard to think of another way of saying this quickly in spoken English. If you were writing it more formally, you might write, we have a good relationship or we are friendly or we like each other. If you want to get on in my company, here, to get on means to succeed, to have success, to go forward in your career. So two different meanings of to get on in the same sentence. I'll get promoted is just a more usual way of saying I'll be promoted. Using get here emphasizes that someone else is doing it to you. It continues, sometimes the boss gets takeaway for us. So this means that the boss orders takeaway for us or buys takeaway for us. It means the boss pays. She'll always get the bill. This means that the boss always pays the bill at the restaurant. She always pays for the meal. Then the next sentence, when I get home. Again, here in written English, you might write, when I arrive home. But when I get home is what you'd say in spoken English. I get sleepy watching TV. So again, this get is like the one used with annoyed. Sleepy is another adjective and I get sleepy just means I become sleepy. So I tend to get to bed at a reasonable time. Equally good in spoken English to say I tend to go to bed. That's the norm, I think. That's what we usually say. So how about before we finish, I take that passage, that example again, and replace some of the gets, the uses of the verb to get, with other words. And I'll leave some of them in so that it sounds natural and where we use them most. Here goes. I'm wakened by the birds singing in the trees outside my window. I get up, have a shower, get dressed. I can get quite annoyed with the radio if the news is on loud. I have my breakfast, usually cornflakes or toast. I prefer to get a coffee on my way to work. I usually catch the bus, but sometimes there's not enough room to get on, so I sometimes arrive at work late. But when I get to work, my boss is usually already there. I like to get straight down to work. My boss is good fun, but she works hard and I get on well with her. If you want to succeed in my company, you must work hard. I earned a large bonus last year, and there's the promise that I'll be promoted soon too. Sometimes, if we have to work late, the boss orders takeaway for us, and sometimes she takes us out to dinner, and she'll always pay the bill. When I get home at night, I'm usually really tired. I'll be sleepy watching TV, so I tend to go to bed at a reasonable time, ready for the next day. So you can see there that I've replaced some of the uses of the verb to get with other verbs, and it sounds much better. So if you want to sound better in spoken English, perhaps for something like an exam or a job interview, then listen to this podcast a number of times. Learn some of the different uses of the verb to get, but also learn what verbs you can replace to get with, so that you've got some variety when you speak English. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. Don't forget to visit our website for other podcasts. You can sign up for our free 7-day course. And if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.